On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earl.
A prolific paedophile from Kent has been given 22 life sentences for abusing up to 200 young people in Malaysia. Richard Huckle from Ashford put pictures and videos of his attacks on the so-called dark web. The 30-year-old admitted offences against children as young as 6 months. He'll spend at least 25 years behind bars. James Traynor is from the National Crime Agency.
Richard Huckle groomed those children, and he groomed them to a point that he was certain that no matter what he did to them, they would not tell their parents of the abuse that they were suffering from him.
KMFM News.
A car's been found in Dover linked to a man police are hunting in connection with the murder of a pensioner and disappearance of his wife in Suffolk. A body believed to be 75-year-old Peter Stewart was found in Weybread on Friday. 69-year-old Sylvia Stewart is still missing. One man's already been arrested, but they're also hunting a 42-year-old whose car's been seen in Athol Terrace. Detective Simon Parks has been updating reporters.
We clearly seek the whereabouts of Ali Kazimaj, and we ask for anyone that's got any information in relation to his movements from the 28th of May until the present time to contact us.
A French man has been arrested in Ukraine for allegedly planning attacks during the Euro 2016 football tournament in France. It's claimed to try to buy guns and explosives from illegal armed Ukrainian groups.
KMFM News.
Firefighters are continuing to damp down at the scene of a large blaze at an industrial site in North Kent. Crews are called to Canal Road in Higham just after one this morning. At its height, around 40 were needed to tackle the flames. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk. We're being warned about months of delays in Maidstone as major roadworks get underway today. Part of the ring road in the town centre is being made two-way to eventually improve the flow of traffic and reduce journey times. It's costing almost £6 million and work will last until October. Kevin Reid from Arriva Buses says steps are being taken to try and keep disruption to a minimum.
For the peak periods, morning and afternoon, the number of lanes, the traffic light phasing and all of that traffic control measures will be the same as it is today. So work that will affect any lane closures, etc., will be done off-peak and overnight.
Police say they're keen to speak to a postman who helped a young woman after she was bitten by a dog in Folkestone. The animal is said to have become aggressive and bit the 18-year-old's hands when the owner spoke to her on Shorncliffe Road. It happened last Tuesday morning, although police have only just released details. We've got a description of the pet owner at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
It's claimed more people are drowning in the UK than ever before. STA, which promotes water safety, says around 400 people lose their lives in water each year. That's one death every 20 hours. Becky Rams's 13-year-old son Dylan died swimming in a quarry 5 years ago.
People just do not understand what cold water can do to the human body. I know I was totally unaware of all these dangers until obviously tragedy struck our family, and all too often that's the case. It's only after tragedy strikes that you become aware of the actual dangers.
If you've got a child at secondary school, from today you can apply for a young person's travel pass, although it'll cost £20 more than last year. The bus pass for 11 to 16 year olds has gone up to £270 a year, which council bosses argue is still good value for money. And this year's Soccer Aid charity match at Old Trafford has raised more than £5.3 million. Louis and Niall from One Direction, Paddy McGuinness and Ollie Mears were among the stars who played for England against the rest of the world side to raise money for UNICEF.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent have beaten Surrey in their opening game of this season's One Day Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, after being set 256 to win, Alex Blake hit the winning runs in the one-wicket victory at Beckenham.
I was a bit caught up in the moment there and sort of ran off to celebrate. And so I didn't actually see where it landed, but I've been told it went for six. So it was a good bat that I was using there.
You can read our match report and hear more of that interview at kentonline.co.uk. UK. Football and young goalkeeper Tom Hadler has signed a new two-year deal at Gillingham. It'll keep the 19-year-old at Priestfield until the end of the 2017-18 season. He's had loan spells at Folkestone, Tunbridge Angels and Grays Athletic and is the third player to agree a contract at the club this summer. And in tennis, Johanna Konta has become the first British woman to break into the world's top 20 players since the 80s. She's up to a career-high place of 18th. That's despite losing in the first round of the French Open.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.